This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Straighten things out, shall we? It's the Thursday, September 27th edition of the DJV program, starring Jennifer Horn with Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. How about that? It's the Jen, the DJV report. Victoria is out today, so Jennifer, you can get started this hour.
DJC
something
today.
It's DJC. It's the DJ
right.
And C program. Sounds like something you... Well, never mind. Okay.
Ugh.
What do you have, Jen?
All right, well, I'd love to tell you about something else, but you just can't get around it. If you talk about big stories today, it is Judge Brett Kavanaugh. The question is, will it be one of those days in your life where you go, oh, I remember where I was during the hearing between Judge Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Ford? I think for a lot of people, this is a historic day. This will definitely be in the history books because I would imagine, I'm no betting woman, but I think Judge Brett Kavanaugh will probably get out of Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow and he'll probably move on to a confirmation. Now, we're going to hear from Dr. Christine Ford today, who overnight, this was the big story. Dr. Christine Ford claimed that Brett Kavanaugh at a party during high school got her into a room. The door was locked. She was trapped in this room. Started getting on top of her on a bed. He started touching her inappropriately, trying to take her bathing suit off, put his hand over her mouth, and she feared for her life. And then another guy who was in the room jumped on the bed. All three of them fell to the floor, and she was able to get away. Now, that's the accusation. Now, overnight, the story has broken that two men, because both Judge Kavanaugh and Mark Judge, who was the other guy that she said was in the room, denied this ever happened. Two men have come forward and said that it may have been them in the room with Christine Ford and not Brett Kavanaugh at all. And so no doubt that'll play a part in the hearings. Also,
who are these people?
We don't know.
Credibility has been identified, I see.
And
saying that they were the other people in the room, or are they saying that they might have possibly attempted to rape her?
Or they were in the room and Kavanaugh wasn't.
Okay. That they were the perpetrators. So I don't think you have a lot of men in this country who would be willing to take the heat for Brett Kavanaugh in the form of attempted rape. So these claims will no doubt be considered pretty seriously, I would imagine, during the trial today. So you might hear about that. There's also another couple of claims that have come forward. One, the latest that happened again while you were sleeping, is a claim not by Michael Avenatti. That one was yesterday with Julie Sweetnick. But there's another one that came out saying in 1998, Judge Brett Kavanaugh was at a bar. He was drunk and he was yelling things at women. So, obviously, these claims that are kind of coming out up into the wire here, up until the testimony, are built probably to rattle Judge Kavanaugh, I would imagine, and maybe, if this is true, establish a pattern of behavior if he's guilty of this. It's a wait and see now. See what is presented. Many people say that Judge Kavanaugh is mad. He's been very measured in his response, but that we might see a more passive
angry
side.
Angry or crazy?
Yeah.
Mad is crazy. Mad. Mm-hmm. Angry. Yeah, well, there's a lot at stake here. His family life, I would think his wife would be wondering if any of this stuff is true as well. Wouldn't you if you were his wife?
I think you would hope that you know your husband, but it's got to be extremely difficult. Just like Christine Ford's received death threats and had to leave her house, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's wife, Ashley, has been given death threats called all sorts of names.
What about children? How many children do they have?
Two.
So,
8 and 12.
How are they living with this? What's the impact on them?
Yeah, there's so many questions.
Yeah. All right, speaking of questions, Jennifer, the President of the United States was at the United Nations this week, and he claims that delegates were laughing with him and not at him. This has come up. I've seen this three or four times. I actually saw the clip and him turning off the... Right. Yeah, I don't get why... This is still a focus. They were, obviously, if you look at the clip, they were laughing with him. They sort of chuckled at some of his bravado because he is a braggart. He's a braggadocy, but I think it tickles people. It isn't
see,
that they
I
were
see
laughing
it that way too. But yeah. I know a lot of people, my co-host in L.A. for one, who thinks I'm absolutely delusional and that I'm not seeing
Has
this the right
in
way,
the
and that
lately?
He's the laughing stock of the world. So you know, there are people who see things differently. You can look at the same thing and people interpret it differently. I saw what Trump described, and that's a group of stuffed shirt diplomats who hear this guy who doesn't apologize, who says, I'm the best at everything, and goes up there with a huge ego, and they laugh at some of his stuff because he's being Trumpy. And then he hears them laughing, and then he gets even Trumpier and laughs with them. And I don't know. Definitely not the most important thing to come out of the UN. I don't know if you heard the press conference, but it didn't get reported because everybody's so worried about Kavanaugh and were they laughing and, you know, is Rod Rosenstein going to keep his job? All of these things. The thing that made the most waves with me is the way he talked about Trudeau up in Canada, Justin Trudeau.
Yes.
And
the French president took a hit from him as well, I think, didn't he?
But I think they're going to work that out. Trudeau and Trump have never had the friendship that it seems Macron and Trump had.
Yes. Right.
Trudeau and Trump do not like each other. And Trump apparently canceled a meeting with Trudeau. He wouldn't take the meeting with Canada because he doesn't like the way the person who's handling their trade deal is acting. Apparently, our people have been offended by the way Canada's trade people are. Trump wouldn't take the meeting. That's a big deal. When you're talking about your neighbor to the north, I'm not suggesting it's going to go anywhere. But to me, that's a piece of information that I think gets left out because we're all looking for the salacious story.
Yeah, salacious. I love that word, don't you?
Because it sounds like what it is, right?
So, yeah, right, exactly. Yes, 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 yes. In a moment, Jennifer and I tackle the sports world with a few items of interest, including a focus on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Remember what his name was before he was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Anybody
remember?
Tell me. No.
Lou Alcindor.
Okay.
Was his name before he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Does anybody care? Probably not. Here's something that a lot of people care about, getting a good night's rest. And if you want a guaranteed good night, then you need to have the products that come from Mike Lindell at MyPillow. MyPillow.com. All of the products, no matter what they are, come with a full guarantee and warranty. If you don't like anything that his company sends to you, 60 days you have to use it. Don't like it? Send it back. Try that with Macy's or Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever else. Buy a pillow there. You use it, you lose it. You're done. So they have that. Plus, there's really great pricing right now on a lot of pillows, a lot of pillowcases, the mattresses. All of these things are priced well to begin with. But when you have an opportunity to save up to 55%, and you can choose all these various colors, and it's just a wonderful, warm place, a great American place to buy sheets and pillows, pillowcases, beds for your dog, all kinds, travel pillows, accessory pillows. It's a pillow company, for heaven's sakes. MyPillow's best deal at the moment is buying one regular MyPillow, get the second one free. But the website's loaded with stuff like that. So if you are having a really lousy, I was going to say wowsy time, you're having a wowsy time getting a lot of rest, and then go online to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV and save like two of the most comfortable pillows in the world for half price. Other things at half price, all of them you can save by using the DJV code. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Crossover vehicles are still hot with consumers, and for many buyers, it's the go-to vehicle when looking for a new car. But before going to a showroom, experts say examining how you drive will determine what you should drive. Are you hauling cargo and passengers constantly, or do you spend most of your time commuting to work? Basic questions, yes, but they are important in choosing the right vehicle for you. Kia's James Bell.
Today's modern sedans are comparable in space, more comfortable, quieter, and deliver better fuel efficiency. If you're looking for vehicles that offer safety, performance, and all-wheel drive capability, Kia offers sedans that check all of these boxes and more. The Kia Optima is ranked as a top safety pick plus by the IIHS, and if you're looking for something even more performance-oriented, the Kia Stinger is a sexy sportback sedan with an available and impressive 365-horsepower twin-turbo engine.
Because of the crossover craze, new vehicle shoppers may be able to negotiate a better price on a sedan. For more information or to start a search, visit Kia.com. I'm Alex Verde.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Sports time here on the DJV program. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a.k.a. Lou Alcindor, has a new gig, Jen. What's the scoop?
Yeah, his resume already pretty eclectic. He's a Hall of Famer, six-time champion, six-time MVP, and NBA's all-time leading scorer. But he's about to get another cool job. He's going to be a writer for Veronica Mars. Show creator Rob Thomas revealed the writing staff for the television show Reboot. This is a show that was such a popular show decades ago with Kristen Bell. It included it included Abdul-Jabbar. The report noted that Kareem has several other writing credits, including columns for Time Magazine, a mystery novel, and a comic book series about the fictional Mycroft Holmes, Sherlock's older brother. How about that? He's also a co-writer for the 2011 documentary On the Shoulder of Giants. His IMDb page also lists 31 acting credits, including his role as Roger Murdoch, not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, in 1980's Airplane. Veronica Mars had its original run on UPN, remember that? And the CW networks from 2004 to 2007, and it's being brought back for 8 episodes on Hulu this year. In 2013, Thomas and Bell raced $5.7 million through Kickstarter to fund a Veronica Mars movie.
It was a good movie. It was fun.
Yeah, which was
it was a really nice movie.
Yeah, absolutely. So this will be kind of fun and interesting to see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will be impacting the path forward for Veronica Mars.
Also in the world of sports, Andrea Creamer and Hannah Storm making broadcasting history starting tonight. Amazon Prime Video announcing that the two are going to become the first female pair to call an NFL game when they share the booth for the game between L.A. and Minnesota, the first of 11 Thursday night NFL games that will be carried on Amazon. So if you're a Prime member, you can tune in to Creamer and Storm's commentary as one of four available options while you are viewing the game. Other options include Fox's standard broadcasting team of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, Spanish broadcasting team, and a broadcasting team from the UK. Creamer, who was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame earlier this year, works for NFL Network and HBO Sports after a lengthy award-winning career as a sideline and feature reporter. I remember when all the controversy started about having women in the locker room, women calling sports games, and people say, how can they do that?
How can they do that? They're incapable. Andrea Creamer is one of the, she's amazing. She actually
is it Creamer or Creamer?
It's Creamer. It's spelled Creamer, but it's Creamer. And she actually did some work when I was president of Women in Cable. She used to mentor some ladies in the cable industry.
Really?
And was such a nice woman, willing to share, a hand up to women, and so good for her.
So, has she done anything else with her career except be a broadcaster? How old a woman is she? I don't know her.
I would guess she's, I mean, I know she's older than me. I'd say she's probably in her 50s, and, but she looks great. I mean, I'm not saying that because that's how she looks.
Yeah,
she specifically spent the bulk of her career in sports, particularly football. So, good.
All right.
It's a good story.
Yeah, good for her.
Would it make this do what she can.
Right. Anything you can do, she can do better. La-da-da-da-da-da. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The sound of the men working on the chain. This song sold 15 billion copies. Maybe not quite that many. It's Throwback Thursday. You all know how I love this, and I know how many of you love to listen to me do my intro for the top five songs for any given week. This is 1960. During this week in 1960, the number five song came from Sam Cooke. It was his first number one song called Chain Gang.
You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
That's strange reason for coming up with a lyric line for a song, but who knows? Anyway, so, number four belonged to an instrumental guitar group that included Glenn Campbell. He got started with Adventures, and this is their Walk, Don't Run. Number four this week, 1960, Frank Adam Cara. Simple, huh? They did, just for the heck of it, if you've got the theme from Hawaii 5-0, they did that. A lot of the things they did sounded pretty much the same. And interestingly enough, as I listened to this, because I remember the song went to number one, stayed there for quite a while. And then they came out with when Hawaii 5-0 came out in the late 60s, they did the theme. And the theme, it wasn't exactly like this, but you could tell it was the Adventures because of the way the guitars were played. Here we go, crank it up. There they are. Right here. Alright. Alright. Enough distraction. Number three. This week in 1960 as we throw back the hands of time, Connie Francis and her first number one song called My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own. All of her songs sounded the same. This is good though. Crank it up. Even I would say this Cara is about as corny as they can. Yeah. And that would take a lot for me to admit. Yeah.
I have no words for this one.
No. All right. So then let's go to the number two tune, for which there are many words. This was the beginning of a fabulous craze that made this guy, whose real name is Ernest Evans, a household name. He wanted to be like Fats Domino, so he chose the name Chubby Checker. Get it? And he sort of invented the twist. You got chills when you listen to this. And you maybe ought to dance a little listening to it. The twist from the Chubster. Crank it up. Ooh. Move your hips. A lot of contrasts in movies and music during this era, early 60s. This is the number one song. This week in 1960, it stayed there for 5 weeks. Mr. Presley.
Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling.
By this time in his career, this was, I believe, his sixth number one song.
Tomorrow.
I'm one of the people that really feel Elvis was great as a balladeer. Also, I love his gospel music. Now, there's some upbeat stuff. I never was a fan of Hound Dog or any of that stuff that he came up with. But this hit something really romantic, I guess, in me. Although in 1960, I was only about 13, 14, so I was discovering girls, I guess. Maybe that was what was going on, but I always thought this sort of stuff from Elvis was fabulous. Now or Never, number one, during this week in 1960.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In what many are calling must-see TV, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and one of his accusers will be testifying today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford will testify separately about Ford's allegations that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers in the early 1980s. Kavanaugh strongly denying Ford's and other women's allegations against him. President Trump was going to be meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today, possibly to fire him, but now it looks like that meeting won't happen. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he'd support the firing of Rosenstein.
Do we really want in this country the guy who is, in effect, running the Justice Department, talking about recording the Commander-in-Chief's conversations? Even if it's done in jest, it shouldn't be done in jest. It shouldn't be done at all.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire. When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Okay, 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Victoria is among the missing today. She is absent because she has a boo-boo on her throat, right? Isn't that the problem? She's got, it's not a big deal, but it's something that would keep her from being able to discuss things with aplomb. It's not pleasant when you can't speak, and that's what you get paid to do. So, let's move into an area, Kara, that I love to talk about, and this is something that needs to have more import and impact on us than it does currently, at least as far as the conventional news media is concerned. But because we're not into conventional news necessarily, I'm interested in having you know and all of us knowing more about some of the main items of the day. But how many of you are paying attention to what's going on at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration? A couple of interesting things. After 3 months of radio silence, the Opportunity rover has emerged from a huge Martian dust storm. At least it's visible now. And this is what grabs me more than anything else, the fascination the fact that we can actually see onto the surface of Mars. Have you ever looked at the pictures? Most of them come from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and there is a real, it's almost bone-chilling to be able to see as closely as we can to the surface of Mars. We can see the storms there. Looks like a scene out of the movie The Martian. But there's a big storm, and so the reconnaissance orbiter, which is known as the rover, has been cut off. You couldn't see it, and has been silent since June 10th. But now, apparently, even though the dust storm is subsiding and they can see the rover, they can. I'm looking at a piece of. It is so mind-blowing. We ought to post this picture, actually, on our Facebook page or someplace on the DGV website. The picture, Kara, of this of the surface of Mars, how well we can see it, and the fact you can see this is the size of a car. We can see a car on the surface of Mars.
That's crazy. When is that?
Isn't it crazy?
When is that Elon Musk who's sending a group of like billionaires up or something in the next?
Well,
isn't that someone who's planning to do that in the next few years?
You mean Musk? Yeah, he wants to do that. I'm just talking about the rover that was doing the exploring of the planet Mars.
I know. I just mean that, like, we're getting closer and closer actually being able to, you know, we can see more detail on the surface. People might actually go up there in the next few years. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's powered by the sun. And so, anyway, it's this is a big storm we're talking about. The most intense that we've ever seen on Mars, certainly not the most intense that ever took place there, but it has covered 15 million square miles. So a storm, a huge storm, covering roughly the area the size of North America and Russia combined. That's how big this storm was, and it's been going on for months since June. Other items from NASA. For the first time in history, a woman is going to serve as the chief flight director. Her name is Holly Ridings. She'll lead the group that directs human spaceflight missions from Mission Control in Houston at the Johnson Space Center. She'll manage a group of 32 flight directors and flight directors in training who oversee missions involving the International Space Station. She replaces Norm Knight, who's now the deputy flight director, that is, director of flight operations at NASA. Knight said that Holly's proven herself to be a leader among a group of highly talented flight directors. So this kind of sticks in my craw a little bit, because it's another example of us paying more attention to this person because she's a woman doing well than just somebody who's doing well. It's like women aren't supposed to be there, or they haven't had a chance to be there, or whatever. It bugs me. There are more and more women in the program. The women are really smart and accomplished. Many of them have PhDs in various scientific endeavors. Anyway, Knight said, "I know that she'll excel in this critical leadership position, providing direction for the safety and success of human spaceflight. We need more, in my mind, more humans in space. Test out the systems, et cetera, et cetera." And it doesn't have to be that they are all working for the government. I think that the business of SpaceX and what Branson is doing and some of these others, I think it's fabulous, frankly. So congratulations, anyway, to Dr. Ridings, originally from Amarillo. She's been with NASA since 1998. She was a flight controller in the thermal operations group. She is the... I think she was a pilot before that, as a matter of fact. She was the first SpaceX Dragon cargo spacecraft mission person. Anyway, so speaking of the private side of things, Space Force is going to cost $13 billion. You know, this is a combo between the Air Force and the private industry. But we, our portion of it, will be $13, being you and me, the taxpayer. We're going to spend. This is pretty controversial. I'm not sure that I like this, frankly, yet. I haven't wrapped myself around it because I don't like the idea of space being used for military purposes. But maybe I'm naive. Some people think that I'm naive because if we don't do it, everybody else is going to do it, or they are doing it anyway. That is the Russians and the Chinese, European Space Agency, the Japanese are trying to do it. So we need to be doing it as well, apparently, just to keep up with what everybody else is doing. We'll spend $3.3 billion this year on Space Force. 5-year total, $12 billion. The fellow who's directing this is reporting directly to Heather Wilson, who's the Air Force Secretary, tasked with missile defense, responsible for the preparation of forces necessary for the effective prosecution of war. You know, we just spent so much money on being ready for war. It just seems like it's just... So we have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, the Marines. So Space Force becomes the sixth branch of the armed forces, an official branch of the armed forces. How do you like that? I think it's... Well, I think I've already made myself pretty clear when it comes to this sort of thing. I like space. It's important. It's just awful that it's come down to this. We're going to change the tone here in a moment. How many of you know who Toni Braxton is? What an accomplished artist. I think we'll have some fun with her. We're going to talk about some things going on that she thinks are important. Get to that in a matter of moments. First, something I think is important, and that's your teeth, how you look, how people see you when they shake your hand the first time and look at your smile. Do they see a nice, bright, white smile, or do they see yellow, ugly, stained teeth? Ugly! Stained teeth are awful. For your own well-being, what your sense of self is. So fix the problem by calling 800-208-1797 right now while you're thinking about it and order Power Swabs. Power Swabs will work to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in just 5 minutes. Lifts the stains right off of your teeth. Doesn't dig in, doesn't ruin the enamel. It really is a great support system for all those stains that you've had from smoking or drinking, things, eating, whatever it is that you're eating. I don't know what you're doing to your teeth, but I know I don't want to spend $1,000 to whiten my teeth professionally. I want to use Power Swabs, and so do you. Call now. 800-208-1797. Mention you're listening to the DJV program, and you'll get it for half price. Power Swabs. Open the tube and just wipe your teeth with it, and you'll watch. Look in the mirror for a couple of minutes. You'll see your teeth get whiter. 5 minutes, 2 shades. Do it every week, and the improvement will be dramatic and quick. So have the best, whitest smile you possibly can by using Power Swabs. Not invasive. Very well done. Patented all-natural tooth detergent in Power Swabs. 800-208-1797 right now, and tell them you heard about it on the DJV program.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, 44 after the hour on the DJV program. Toni Braxton, most well known for her singing, I think, but she's been on Broadway, on television. She has partnered up here with a group of people who are doing something that she thinks is important, and thus she wants to tell us about it. Joining us with her is Garrett Gruller, who co-created a line of hemp products. Hemp is something that has been much maligned, Toni. I think, first of all, we ought to talk about you and what's going on with you. What have you been up to the last year or so? Refresh our memories.
Hey, love. Good morning, Doug. How are you today? You're good?
Well. Yeah, I'm fine. How about you? You sound good and strong and healthy.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm feeling healthy. I've been a little busy being a mom, of course, but I had an album that came out this year, Madeira, and I just finished a movie, Lifetime. Comes out Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
That's
but
cool.
I'm most excited. Yeah, I'm really excited. But I'm most excited about this new product, Uncle Buds.
Uncle Buds. Is there a name? Is there a twist on a reality with you calling it Uncle Buds?
Maybe. You have to ask Garrett. I call him Gigi. He came up with this product. He was like 19 years old when he came up with this product. He's 22 now. And he has arthritis, JA, juvenile arthritis. He found out when he was 14. So he created this product to help himself with for pain management. And it's a fantastic product. I mean, I don't endorse anything, but I had to get on board with this. I have lupus. I found out about 10 years ago I have lupus. And
explain to people what that is and how it affects you, Tony.
You know, different types of lupuses, if that's the right way to say it. I found out 10 years ago I have synthetic lupus. My lupus loves my heart. It loves my organs. It loves my blood. My body stays inflamed. My heart becomes inflamed all the time. My skin, everything. And pain management for me has been challenging. And I found out about this product completely by default. I had this goodie bag. I didn't know where I got it from, if I got it from an award show.
Some
you know,
show,
when you go
yeah,
through,
right, yeah.
And they give you a little bag. Well, I couldn't find my regular medication one day. I was really, really achy. So I was looking, like, what's this Uncle Bud's pain management thing? And I put it on my back and my knee. And I promise you, 20 minutes later, I forgot that I put it on. I forgot that I had pain. And I tried it again a few times, and it worked. So I called my manager. He connected me with Bruno. He said, I sent you the product. I had no idea where I got it from. And from Bruno, I got with Garrett, who I call Gigi. And I was surprised. I'm like, he's 22 years old. He invented this product. And it changed my life. My quality of life has greatly improved.
All right. So Gigi, if I may call you that, I don't know. Maybe I should call you Garrett.
Totally
Garrett
works.
Greller is here, who co-created this line that we're talking about. Pain, big problem. We all know the controversy around opioids. And this is something that's come to my attention. I'm using it myself because I have some, not the same issue that Tony does, but I have aches in my, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I've had tough times with my shoulder and my back and my hips and my, you know, the usual stuff. And so a friend of mine who is a homeopath put me on to this, and I find it to be fabulous, so much so that I've contracted with somebody to grow hemp on my farm. And so I'm with you on this. This is something that has been so maligned, and the truth is the government kept hemp and marijuana from being grown because it was being grown by people of color. And at the time, after World War II, the government didn't want, or people in the government didn't want these people of color to get ahead. So they outlawed all of this stuff. And we're just now coming around, how many years later, to figuring out how helpful it really is. And there's no harm. It's the stuff that's gone before us when it comes to hemp and the products that come from hemp is just nonsensical. And so how did you come up with this, Garrett? What's going on with you? How did you figure this out?
Yeah, so when I was 14, I was diagnosed with arthritis in my knees, back, hips, and ankles. I was trying all those over-the-counter medicines, prescription medicines that only have chemicals and made me feel worse. So I wanted to come out with a product that was totally natural, organic, smelled great, and could work for everyone across the board. So that's why we sell our products in GNCs and Walmarts and utilize the benefits of hemp oil to really help people in pain and help everyone in pain, not just lupus and arthritis, but shoulder aches and back aches. So,
well, we all know, or we should know, that inflammation is the root of all evil. And disease comes from inflammation. So if you can calm it down, then that's what to do. So look for Uncle Bud's in the GNC and other health food stores, and look for Tony Braxton's album and continued success. Well, actually, both of you. I think that, Garrett, you're a pretty smart cookie. You'll have a fabulous future, and Tony's had a great career, and we wish you continued success, both of you. Thanks for being here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
I Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Superheroes in the focus on the DJV program. Actually, Chuck Curry's not here today. Where Kara and I are thinking about some of the business. Well, the business of movies and selling movies, talking about movies, is big. Entertainment is big as far as conversation is concerned. People love to gossip about the stars and what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to take a different approach to what's coming out of the movies and where the movies are coming from right after this.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for dates, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
All right, a little bit of movie news gossip. Rachel Weisz and Daniel Craig been married for a while. They've welcomed a baby girl, Kara. I don't know what the name is yet, but I thought that was kind of cute. And Jeffrey Owens, remember he started on The Cosby Show. He's been in some movies and got job shamed last month for his work at a Trader Joe's. He got a check for $25,000 from Nicki Minaj, which he decided he was going to give to a charity rather than keep it himself, which I thought was really kind of a special.
Yeah, I think this guy is a stand-up guy who works hard. And I don't know that he necessarily needed all the help. It's great that people want to hire him, but I think he's been working the whole time. You know,
he got a job on a series.
Anthony Edwards. Yeah, I think that he hired him to do a part, which is cool.
I think he did too. Yep. All right. So I have an observation based on being a frequent moviegoer, starting to notice a year or so ago that when it came to the credits at the beginning and the end, the production credits, that is, who's paying this, all the stuff that you see at the beginning of a movie, all of those names, those are the companies that are paying for the production of the movie. And you've noticed more and more in the last few years that there were more names up there. Used to be Warner Brothers, that was it. Or Sony Pictures or Columbia, whatever. Now it's Sony Pictures in cooperation with ABC Entertainment or THC or whatever, whoever it is. There's always four or five of them because they want to blunt the cost in case there's a problem with the movie. They don't want one person to lose all the money. So, and the other way around is that a lot of money is being made in certain genres. The action genre is very big in China and India, for example, in Japan. So you'll notice that there are a lot of Chinese companies, a lot of Chinese money coming into the American market, and you'll see those names. Same is true with India. Even more so, I don't know that we've seen Chinese movies per se, you know, other than Jackie Chan and whatever other stuff he's doing. But there have been a few with Chinese stars. But the Indians are really going out of, they're going out of their way. And they have money, apparently. They produced a number of movies, some of them in Indian, some of them in English. Crazy Rich Asians, I believe, came from one of them, but that's an English-speaking movie. And I'm talking about some of the releases that you see in the art houses. There are four or five movies right now that were all produced in India and have come out this month that are directed by and starring Indians, and they have American, or they have English subtitles, but they are in Indian. That's not what the Indian language is called. I forget what it's Hindu. It's Hindu. So the name Love Yatri. Ever heard of that one, Kara?
It sounds familiar, but I haven't seen any trailers or anything for it. Is it out in big theaters or just little ones?
It's coming out this week.
Interesting.
Yep. Let's see. A movie called Patka. I don't know what that's about. That's out now. Another movie named P-I-H-U-P-U. It's out on America. I'm talking about American screens. So you're going to see more and more of this because there's money in India and there's a larger Indian audience in America. That was pretty interesting. That's why I brought the story to you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.